Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
The George Floyd verdict has given us plenty to think about, not just police killings and racial justice, but how we think generally. It ain't pretty. A new survey by UMass Amherst found that most Americans think Derek Chauvin's conviction for killing Floyd was correct. That's fine, but dig down, and only 47% of Republicans feel that way, versus 92% of Democrats. According to Pew Research, large numbers of Republicans and Democrats now think the other side is, quote, close-minded, unintelligent, evil. Since the COVID pandemic began, faith in science has plunged among Republicans, soared among Democrats. 82% of Dems have chosen to get vaccinated, only half of Republicans. Whatever the subject, taxes, voting access, gay rights, America is at war with itself. That's partly because our two major parties have found it more efficient to focus on their base than attract outside voters. And that's because party donors usually want a specific policy or ideology. Cable news outlets evidently think they have to choose between those two audiences. Social media has become an echo chamber for partisanship. But there's another, less obvious reason for our growing divide: the decline of local news. Since 2004, we've lost nearly 10% of our local daily newspapers, a quarter of all weeklies. Total readership has fallen by almost half. Many of the papers that survive are being bought by hedge funds that make money cutting news staffs. Same for local radio and TV stations. How does all that promote partisanship? Well, it creates what are called news deserts, where people have to turn to national media for their news. Those outlets are now more partisan, as I've explained, but Pew found that people who get their news from cable TV hold the most extreme views. Is there hope? Yeah. Support your local newspaper and radio station, especially public radio. They're closer to their audiences and sponsors, less likely to be extreme. They also cover state and local government better, keeping politicians honest. Besides, research shows we tend to be nicer to our neighbors than to strangers, more trusting. So if you want to heal America's partisan divide, subscribe to your local paper, give to your local station. They need us. And right now, we really need them. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.